This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through their hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Mr. Modi was addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi yesterday. Recalling the passage of the Nari Shakti Vandan Act in the newly Parliament building in 2023, the Prime Minister noted that it was passed unanimously with all parties agreeing that it should be implemented by 2029 in any case.
कानून पारित हो लेकिन लागू न हो ये सदन में किसी को मंजूर नहीं था खास करके हमारे विपक्ष के सभी साथियों ने मुखर होकर के इस बात पर जोर डाला था कि 2029 में ये लागू होना चाहिए 2029 की समय सीमा को ध्यान में रखते हुए हम लगातार विचार विमर्श करते रहे मंथन करते रहे नए नए रास्ते खोजते रहे हमारा प्रयास है और हमारी प्राथमिकता भी है इस बार भी ये काम संवाद सहयोग और सहभागिता से हो
Mr. Modi remarked that the Nari Shakti Vandan Act must be implemented on time so that women's participation strengthens our democracy, for which a special session of Parliament's budget session will begin from 16th of this month. The Prime Minister said that from the freedom struggle to the decisions of the Constituent Assembly, Indian women have made immense contribution to laying the foundations of independent India. Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas have issued a three-line whip to all its MPs in Lok Sabha and Raj Sabha to remain present in the House and support the party stand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun. The Prime Minister will also undertake a review of the wildlife corridor on the elevated section of the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor. After the review, Mr. Modi will visit Uttarakhand, where he will perform darshan and puja at Jai Ma Dhatkali Temple near Dehradun. The 213-kilometer-long six-lane access-controlled Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor has been developed at a cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. The corridor will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from over 6 hours at present to around 2.5 hours. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has gained further momentum as less than 10 days remain for polling. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday addressed a public rally at Raniganj in Paschim Bardhaman district. He alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress under Mamata Banerjee has not provided 600 acres of land for erection of barbed wire fencing to thwart infiltration. Mr. Shah said, if voted to power, lands would be handed over to BSF. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supreme and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee strongly criticized the BJP for deletion of names under SIR in West Bengal. Mamata Banerjee yesterday joined a public rally at Raghunathpur of Paschim Bardhaman in support of party candidates. She also addressed a public rally and held a roadshow in Bankura district. Iranian Ambassador to India Dr. Mohammad Fatali has thanked the government and people of India for being reliable and compassionate partners in times of hardships. Talking to reporters yesterday in New Delhi, Dr. Fatali also thanked the government for facilitating all the necessary arrangements in this difficult time. The ambassador said that India and Iran share common interests and both sides will continue to have good relations in the future too. Supreme Court sought responses from the centre and other authorities on a plea related to the fixation of minimum support price for agricultural produce. A bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi issued notices to the Union Government, the Director General of Foreign Trade and the Commission for Agricultural Cost and Prices. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad last night. Batting first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted a total of 216 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were bowled out for 159 in 19 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.